Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anita and I were in the courtroom when the U.S. Supreme Court handed down the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop, delivered by Justice Anthony Kennedy. It is an amazing case, 7-2 decision, but sometimes you might read in the media or even on social media that it's a very narrow decision. Is it a great victory or a narrow decision? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, when we were in the courtroom, we were there not for the delivery of this particular case. Of course, this month, June, is the big month for these big blockbuster cases, but no one knows when a particular decision is going to be handed down. I was there specifically in the courtroom because I moved the admission of Mandy, who is a graduate of Liberty University School of Law when I was dean there, and she also worked for us in our Washington, D.C. office. And so, Matt, the decisions were first being read. One was given by Sotomayor, another by Kennedy, then Alito, and then back to Kennedy. And when it was announced that he was going to read the opinion in Masterpiece Cake Shop, I was concerned because you never know where he's going until it finally became clear it was and is a 7-2 decision in this amazing case.
How providential you got to be there when this was handed down. I mean, you just happened to be there.
Well, one of our interns, we have four Exciting. Interns in our Washington, D.C. office with Jonathan Alexander, our director of public policy in D.C. One of them is from Georgetown Law School. And in the last semester, she did a paper on this very case.
Wow.
So they were there at the Supreme Court, and this was their first day of internship.
It's life-changing
for them. Amazing to have this decision come down on a case in which one of the students actually had written some paper in law school about. What an experience.
What a day and what a decision. This is a landmark decision. You know, the left is trying to... They're kind of trying to downplay it, but it cannot be overstated what a tremendous victory this is for freedom, for religious liberty, for the First Amendment, and what a tremendous blow it is to the extremist anti-Christian LGBT agenda. I was like you, Matt, you know, we didn't know how is Justice Kennedy going to come down on this, because there's this tension he's always had between kind of just arbitrarily supporting many of the demands of the homosexual activist lobby. But then he's also kind of tilted toward and bent toward a respect for religious liberty and freedom. So which one of those two kind of Justice Kennedys were going to win out? Well, the right one went out. It could have gone a little deeper. It could have been more definitive, but there's no question that the mood of the court, 7-2, even Kagan and Breyer, right?
Yeah, dissenters were Ginsburg. She wrote the dissent, and Sotomayor joined in her dissent. But, you know, to look at the importance of this case, look at it in this respect. What would we say, or how would we feel, if the court 5-4, let alone 5-4, 7-2, ruled the other way, ruled against Jack Phillips? It would have been catastrophic. This case had the potential to be a catastrophe for not only Jack Phillips, but for religious freedom. Now, on the one hand, it does not solve all the issues all time on all these situations where you have the clash between the First Amendment and the LGBT agenda. It doesn't solve that. That will happen in another case. But on the other hand, it's not limited just to Jack Phillips. It's a narrow decision in a sense in that it doesn't solve all the questions, but at the same time, it's not just limited to Jack Phillips. So it's not that narrow. It really focused on the First Amendment free exercise, and in this case said that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did not give Jack Phillips a neutral, unbiased hearing, that in fact they didn't take his free exercise rights seriously, they dismissed them, and at least one or two of the commissioners said some negative things about
Very
them.
Negative.
Yeah, they were hostile, weren't they, toward him?
Very
two
hostile.
Of them were hostile. And then the other thing is, the evidence was pretty clear in this. Jack Phillips, going before the same commission, did not want to put his artistic talents to promote a same-sex ceremony and be coerced to express something that was contrary to his religious belief. He lost at the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Three other cases at the same commission ultimately had a different situation. A Christian wanting other homosexual bakers or bakers to bake a cake that celebrated opposite sex marriage and the Bible. And they refused, and they ultimately won. So you have three people where the bakers won, and one person where the baker lost, both of them having the same issue. So it was very clear that they were biased. And here's the takeaway for this case and for all other cases. We must have, and this is what the court affirmed, a neutral decision maker who takes seriously our religious freedom and doesn't just simply castigate it or set it to the side or poo-poo it, if you will. You have to take it seriously because it is a significant constitutional liberty.
Right. I mean, I think it was quite miraculous, 72 decision. But I can see this as setting a precedent for some future cases. I mean, we have Baronelle Stetson, the florist. There's Melissa Sweetcakes. And these other videographers and photographers, bridal shops, things like that, that are asking for the same respect, the same freedom as Jack Phillips did.
And interestingly, in those cases, too, the attorneys general or who of the states that are involved, they said some equally anti-Christian, hateful
right.
things. So, and Justice Kennedy, didn't he, Matt, in the decision, he did differentiate. He did show that, yeah, there's got to be a difference between just a carte blanche refusal to do, you know, to serve, for instance, you know, LGBT people across the board versus this kind of unique carved out where they're being told they need to offer their arts, their art, their talent,
yeah,
their gifts.
And I think that's a big difference in these kinds of cases. This is not that you're going to have a restaurant and you're not going to feed somebody a meal because they're LGBT. What it is, however, is that you cannot be compelled against your sincerely held religious belief to promote a message that is contrary to that belief. And that's exactly what happened here. Now, the other thing here is the court did not rule on the First Amendment free speech. And the reason why they said they didn't rule on that is that the record wasn't complete enough for them to make an ultimate decision on the First Amendment free speech clause. Now, Justices Thomas and Gorsuch issued a concurring opinion. And in that concurring opinion, they agreed with the religious freedom decision, but they said also they would have gone further and gone on the free speech provision as well. They felt there was enough in the record, and clearly based on their decision, the First Amendment free speech is broader. So here's what we're going to have. While it doesn't solve the issue for all time, and it didn't address the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, there are other cases in the queue that are similar. And those cases do raise the First Amendment right to freedom of speech and religion. The Supreme Court will take one of those cases or more, and that case will ultimately focus on the First Amendment free speech. And here's this. First Amendment right to freedom of speech is even broader because it doesn't require a religious motivation for what you're doing, so it covers more people. And moreover, it not only guarantees the right to speak, but the right not to speak so that the government cannot compel you to speak a message you don't want to. And that's exactly the issue here. Government compelling Jack Phillips or Baronelle Stutzman or anyone else to give a message promoting the LGBT agenda or LGBT ceremonies.
Now, let's go back to Jack Phillips for a moment. Now, wedding cakes are 40% of his business, which he's had to set aside during all this time. Now, is he free now to go back to creating wedding cakes without this happening again?
Yeah, the amazing thing here, and this is something that I saw right away and talked to other experts as well. The court sometimes will make a decision, and then they'll send it back to the lower court to further deliberate it in light of the principles in their decision. Not so in this case. Mm-hmm. It's over, done.
Wow,
because they made the decision. Colorado doesn't get another bite at this apple. So Jack Phillips can now go back to baking wedding cakes and putting his artistic talents and expression in them, and he won't have to refrain from doing what was before 40% of his business.
True victory.
It's a great decision. We filed an amicus brief in this case. We are defending advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family all over the country. these kinds of cases are still going to happen. We're going to be defending them wherever they might be. If you know of situations, give us a call at Liberty Counsel. Go to our website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and in your regular financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.